put the clean ones in a van. Somebody else come along, get them, and take them up there and get the thread put back on. You know, the in the spinning section where they put the thread, fill them back up with thread.
And that's called a quilt.
Quilt, yeah.
A quilt.
Q U I L L.
Okay, yes. A quilt. No T on the end. Oh, that's interesting.
So from 11 to 7, that'd be tough work.
It was, yeah. I was a zombie, you know, after about the first week. I didn't last about 2 weeks. I told him, I said, I can't do this. He says, the only job I got. I said, well, adios. And he was one of my mentors and friends. And he was my father's age, along about the same age as my father.
Maybe he made everybody work at that time. They all would have wanted to go back to school.
Right. Yeah. And now there were some cases where kids needed jobs to help support their family too. So he, you know, all of it wasn't as I presented it. Mm-hmm. There's always cases where kids, mom and daddy's health's bad, whatever. Mm-hmm. They need the job. They've got to help mom and dad out, you know, so they go. And a lot of them wound up getting their GED or finishing one way or another and going on and doing some other things.
I was going to ask you about the mill, the people that worked in the mills. Were they people from Roswell that just decided they didn't want to farm anymore or something like that? Or did a lot of them come from away? Or was it?
Well, by the time I came along, cotton mill work had become kind of sectionalized. If you were a good loom fixer, and this was the title of name of a job, a loom fixer, then you were always in demand. Well, if you get a better job, I had a good friend that moved up here from Newnan. His daddy got a better job at the Roswell Mill than the one he had in Newnan because he was a good loom fixer. Mm-hmm. So when I came along, not a lot of people from Roswell worked in the mill. There's a lot of people who lived in the mill village that worked in Atlanta. You know, most of my friends that I had in the village, their parents didn't work in the mill. They came from somewhere else. Maybe part of the Canton cotton mills, you know. Newnan's a big cotton mill, or was a big cotton mill town. So they came from somewhere else.
Wow.
A lot of them. Now, some of them lived in the village, but you know, it was not nowhere near 90%. And they were running three shifts a day, too. When I was 16 years old, 1954, they were running three shifts a day.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
So these people were actually moving to Roswell because they were getting paid more money to be here.
Right, at some point in time, yeah. Right.
Wow. Some people told us that there was also a pants factory here for a while.
Yeah, I mentioned it a while ago where my grandmother worked. Was on
Oxidon, is that
what it was? Oxbow.
Oxbow.
But that oxbow burned. Mm. And so they moved it. They built a new building over on Hill Street. And it operated until, I don't know, late 70s. Fried a lot of jobs. A lot of people worked there all their life. I had a great aunt that retired there from there. She's 65. Mm-hmm. There's probably as much tradition related to the pants factories as a cotton mill.